This is Senator Bob Dole. Bright, fresh Republican candidates are springing up all across the nation, and one of the brightest is Bill Lucas, the next governor of Michigan. In a moment, Ted Kenny and I will face off. Ted, I know you Democrats are in a heap of trouble, so I hate to point out another item on your worry list, but I just can't overlook the exceptional quality of the new crop of Republican leaders who are giving the voters a real choice this year. An outstanding example is Bill Lucas of Michigan, who just won the nod as a GOP candidate for governor of that great state. Bill is going to face off against the well-known pro-tax governor, Jim Blanchard. Ted, Bill Lucas is typical of today's Republican candidate, bright, aggressive, responsive to the concerns of working men and women. He also happens to be black. He knows the GOP is the party of opportunity, the party that's opening the door to the future for more and more Americans.
Bob, your memory is very selective. Those bright young Republican candidates have turned out to be dim bulbs. In Massachusetts, Ed King switched parties and then dropped out of the governor's race. In Texas, Democratic turncoat Ken Hance finished a weak third in the Republican primary for governor. In Florida, the new Republican convert is struggling to get past the primary for governor. Even Bill Lucas's victory in Michigan is a fluke, Bob. His front-runner opponent was caught in a shady business maneuver that cost him the election. All four of those Democrats switched parties so that they could run for governor as Republicans, Bob. And next January, not one of them will be governor. Oh, for four, Bob? You're batting 0-0-0. None of those Republican converts cut the mustard as Democrats, and they're not going to do any better as Republicans. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on military aid to the Contras in Nicaragua. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.